KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 59 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in solving the theft of numerous items from a City of Villisca storage garage. Authorities say the theft happened sometime between last Friday and yesterday. Taken from the garage was a black 6x14-foot Finish Line brand utility trailer. The trailer has damage to the left side fender and missing a clearance light. It was loaded with two yellow Walker mowers, one a 25-horsepower with a 52-inch deck, the other a 20-horsepower with a 62-inch deck, also a steel line trimmer, and a DeWalt grinder. The loss was estimated at $28,000. If you have any information about the theft, call Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712 or the Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. Deputies of Montgomery County arrested a rural Red Oak man on an assault charge Monday evening. Authorities say 47-year-old Donald Owen Sholian was arrested at around 8:40 p.m. in the 1900 block of G Avenue and charged with domestic abuse simple assault. Sholian was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. Authorities say they have arrested a man accused of failing to return to a residential work release facility in Council Bluffs. 28-year-old Andrew Eugene Mabee was arrested Monday in Omaha. The Iowa Department of Corrections says it placed Mabee on escape status Saturday after he failed to return to the work release facility from a job. Mabee is serving a 25-year sentence for several convictions, including willful injury causing serious injury and going armed with intent. He had been transferred to work release on June the 4th. Also in the news, officials of the Cass County Health System are inviting all parents, coaches, and athletes to attend an educational session called Back to School, Back to Play, and that'll be Sunday, August 16th from 4 until 5 p.m. Laura Hickman, DPT and ATC, and Aaron Johnson, a PTA, will cover topics including concussions, warm-up exercises, mobility drills, stretches, and preventing overuse injuries. Hickman said they really want these messages to get out to the student athletes before they're dealing with a concussion or overuse injury. She says if we can better prepare them at the start of the season, then they'll perform to their best ability while reducing their risk of injury. The event is free and there's no registration necessary. The session will be held at the Cass County Health System Conference Room Number 2, and attendees are asked to park in Parking Lot C and enter through Rehabilitation Services. If you'd like more information, call Laura Hickman or Aaron Johnson at 712-243-7564. And Avoca City Manager Clint Victor invites the public to two events scheduled to take place this Friday, August 14th, beginning at 7 p.m. at Edgington Memorial Park in Avoca. The park is located at 800 East Street. The first event is the pedestrian bridge dedication and a luau. The bridge connects the Nishnabotna Trail to Edgington Memorial Park. To bring your lawn chairs, blankets, and listen to island tunes while you enjoy the company. And wear your Hawaiian shirts and grass skirts. The city will provide the lays, and refreshments will also be served. The second event is a screening of the movie Big Hero 6 at the Splash Aquatic Center beginning at dusk on Friday. The Splash Aquatic Center is also located at Edgington Memorial Park in Avoca. The pool will have extended hours on the day of the movie and will be open for free from 7:30 p.m. until the movie starts. Hot dogs and popcorn will be available for a dollar. All other normal concessions will be available at regular price. The rain date for both events will be this Saturday. In the funeral announcements, Cecil Cox, age 91, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Cecil Cox will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis Moran, age 71, of Bayard, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dennis Moran will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bayard Community Center. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. John Carstensen, age 74, of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for John Carstensen will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. George Doyle, age 82, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Doyle will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Iva Mae Rasmussen, age 95, of Kirkman, died Monday. Funeral services for Iva Mae Rasmussen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Stewart, age 91, of Shelby, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Robert Stewart will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Charles Doc Early, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Doc Early will be this Friday at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Lupardus, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Carol Lupardus will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Franklin Leyland, age 90, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Franklin Leyland will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Arnold Beyer, age 67, of Victor, has died. Graveside services for Arnold Beyer will be on August 29th at 11 a.m. in the Noble Center Cemetery, 2 miles south of Lyman. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Emma Lacey, age 78, of Manning, died today at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Emma Lacey are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes, and Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.